Are you ready for your instant illumination?
Yes.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Are you ready for your instant illumination?
Yes.
Well, as I speak, the sun is slowly rising up over the mountain and shining in right on where I sit. And it's going to illumine me shortly, and so we'll wait, and as soon as it's here, then I'll have something to say. And that'll be the day. All of us have the opportunity to live a life of illumination if we wish. All of us have the opportunity of living in peace and harmony and joy and knowing that everything is good and very good. However, we have to learn to play the game. Now, if you are living in a world where things are a little bit tough and they're disturbing you and causing you to feel unhappy from time to time, and you want to feel happy rather than sad, you say to yourself, I am a happy person. I like me. I'm a happy person. Everything in my life goes perfect and beautiful. And you say, come on now. That's not the fact. No, that's true. That's not the fact. So, you're a little boy. Oh, heck, you're a little girl. Your little girl is acting up and being a miserable little girl. And she's going around doing things that are not nice at all. She's messing up her brother's books and messing up her brother's bike. You know, the little girl's doing this stuff, you know. And so you say to the little girl, let's call her, what should we call her? Henrietta. You say, Henrietta, you are one of the most thoughtful, loving, gentle children in the world. I am so happy with you. I am so proud of you. You are such a loving girl. And the girl looks at her mother and says, am I fooling you? And not out loud, of course. So the mother the next day says to Henrietta, Henrietta, you are so thoughtful. I saw what you did for your brother. Actually, she dumped his clothes out of the drawer onto the floor. I saw what you did for your brother. You helped him straighten up his room. That was very nice of you. Henrietta, you are a thoughtful, loving girl. And she goes on with this natural, miserable, stupid remarks which have nothing to do with reality, you know, day after day. And little by little, strangely enough, Henrietta becomes less aggressive, less antagonistic, and more gentle. Now, how did that happen? How did that happen? Well, it happened because her mother only saw the good in her and only brought forth the good in her. And she would not allow herself to say, Henrietta, you little girl, you know, we're going to just put you through the grind mill here. But the Henrietta played her game. And her mother would only see the good in her and only call forth the good. It took a while. And the brothers and sisters had to bide with it and go along with it. But her brothers and sisters were used to her being not a very nice girl. And so that was no big deal. But the mother was putting a new cause in motion. Within a week and a half, Henrietta forgot being mean, and she started, well, not started, but she was being loving. She started to help her brother. She started to clean up his room, really. She started to help her mother put things away. She says, Mom, where do you want your, whatever it is she's putting away from the table? And the mother said, oh, I usually just put it on the sideboard here. But Mom, it should be put in a proper place, you know. And so Mom thought, oh, what am I raising here, you know. So she says, well, this is the proper place here on the sideboard because then we can always reach it. Oh, is that why you put it there? Oh, that makes sense. That's good, you know. And it's just a week and a half. And Henrietta changed from mixin' to a lover. That's a lie. That's stupid. That doesn't work that way. You know it doesn't work that way. And you cannot do things that way. But that's the way it works. Now, when you can start believing that San Francisco is south of San Diego, and you say, well, that's stupid. It can never be. It's not a matter that it can be. Can you train yourself to believe the unbelievable? Can you train yourself to believe the thing that is most improbable in your life? Because the minute you start training yourself to believe those things that are really totally unrealistic, you will be opening yourself to all sorts of wonderful treasures. You'll be opening to yourself to, you, sir, you are an independently wealthy person. You say, well, that's what I'd like to be, but, you know, at the moment I'm only dependently wealthy. And no, you're independently wealthy. And so he says, Herb, what are you saying? I said, well, play the game with me. Just pretend you're independently wealthy. Act like it and walk around being like independently wealthy, which is not snooty, you know. And so he says, oh, Herb, you're full of beans, but I'll play the game with you. I'll, you know, pamper you, play the game. So he plays the game. And his family says, hey, Dad, you know, hey, can we do this? And Mama says, let's have some more money for this year, next year. And he says, sure, go ahead, no problem. What? You know, first time in their life that he instantly said, go ahead, you know. And then, of course, he makes them privy to his bank book and the bills and so on. So they all know where the money goes. But when he starts unfreezing the bank account, you know, when he stops looking at it as a frozen asset rather than a fluid asset, all of a sudden, more money is there. More things are there. He's doing things that he never dreamed possible before because he is now believing in what previously had been impossible. You see, Henrietta, if you had told her, Henrietta, you're going to be a good girl. Henrietta, you're going to behave. Henrietta, you're going to do this. And she would have said, ha, 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 I can outlast you. But if you say, Henrietta, you are so thoughtful and so, and sincerely, you are so thoughtful and so loving. If she did one little thing nice, you know, if she picked up a bead that she dropped from her own bracelet off the floor, you say, Henrietta, you're always so orderly and so wonderful. You know, you're planting these seeds and these seeds bear fruit. And if you tell the people in your life, you're master of your habit. If you tell the people in your world that they're beautiful, you tell the people in the world they're fantastic in every way, what's going to happen to them? You're the master. You're the creator. And you are the illumined one. You know how to use your illumination and use it wisely. So today, start putting it to work on some special area of your life. Stefan, don't tell me what it is, but you have some special area of your life that you would like to see materialize in its most beneficial and beautiful way. So now, right now, and all the time you're here, start thinking, it is already done. It is already done. That wonderful thing that you have in your mind for yourself is already done. Now, we talked about it, so I know too, ha ha ha. But think about it. It's that wonderful thing is already done, right? And Ingeborg, you think about your wonderful thing. Don't tell me what it is, but you, yeah. You have a wonderful thing. Now, it's an impossibility from looking at it currently. But see it done. See it done. Yeah. Do like Mother did with Henrietta. Henrietta, you're wonderful. Henrietta, you're fantastic. Well, speak that to whatever this circumstance is that you're working on, okay? And Dodo, huh, you know what to do. Now, it's all here in your illumination. And when you see it done, poof, and you, ha, I can just see what's going to happen when you get back to Manila. Man, oh man, oh man. Tops is going to turn itself over to you, and you will be the new minister, and you'll be the new princess of Manila, and your husband will be the exchequer for Manila. And you will be the happiest, wealthiest, healthiest, happiest, most fantastic family in all of the Philippines.
Yes.
And it is done.
It is done.
Okay. And you, Sibyl, what beautiful thought do you have in your mind that you would like to have brought into fruition right now? And are you willing to pay the price? And the price is not to look at it not done, but to look at it done, you know? And you got it. You got it. You too?
Yes.
You know what your problem, you know what your desire is, you know what your illusion is that you're going to say all is in divine order, right? Well then, stop looking at the opposite.
Right.
All right. And you, little angel, yeah, you know what cause you're putting in motion, which is an impossible cause. I'll tell you what his cause is. His cause, he is so unhappy that his candle business is going to grow so big, it's going to keep him busy 100% of the time. And he only wants to be kept busy, say, 20% of the time, so that he has time to go sailing and yachting and golfing and playing around and doing different things and playing with his dog, too. He wants to be able to be free to do what he wants to do. So he doesn't want his business to outgrow it. So, Heinz, see yourself hiring a CEO to run your business for you so that both you and your sweetheart can play around a little more. Okay? It's done, right?
Done.
That's done. And you, Greg, why, you look so startled. You know what you have in your heart. And it's not the things that seem to be on the surface, but it's the things that are deep in your heart. And you just look at that impossibility and realize it's already done. Treat it just as though it's already done.
Okay.
And say your words as though it's already done. Right?
Right.
And you know what your dreams are. But your biggest dream is to be content and appreciated. And is that true?
Exactly.
It's done. So just accept it. And you? What do you want? Huh?
He's just got everything.
Huh?
I've got everything, he just said. I've got it all.
He can tell, can't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just remember that.
Yes.
Whenever the thought comes to you about any idea, I already got it. Already done. And you, Miss Ellen? It's done, isn't it?
Good. It's done.
Okay. So, who are we going to hire for our CEO? So you have time to play around. Yeah. Okay, Irene, we touched you, didn't we? No, we didn't touch you? Irene!
That is
Stefan. Irene, what is your dream? Don't tell us, but what is your dream? And your dream right now, make it up your mind. You got several of them. But take them all. There's no reason that we have to limit yourself. But take them all and see them done right now. Act as though they're done. Make a telephone call and say, it's done. Herb gave me $12 million. Just he gave everybody 13, but he gave me 12 because I told him I didn't need so much. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what she's driving? She's driving a Hyundai. The Hyundai came into this country as a little shrinky, stinky little car that wasn't worth a thing. And today, they're one of the biggest, finest luxury cars on the market because they didn't know they were a stinky, shrinky little car. They just grew up. They grew up. And they're beautiful, right? You made a good choice, didn't you? Yeah, yeah. Well, everything's quality about them because they stopped thinking the old Japanese way, you know, before the Second World War, to the new Japanese concept.
Exactly.
Everything goes. So, now you each have your step into illumination, but just remember Henrietta. Whenever you have any doubts, Henrietta was a problem, but her mother didn't see her as a problem. She saw her as a supergirl, and so she is. Have a lovely day, and know that this is the beginning of our seminar, and you're going to have a lot of fun in this seminar. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.